Welcome. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Wonder Why with your man, L. Wonder. We have an amazing, a great, an exciting show for you today. Like I said, I'm real excited about this, just like I'm real excited about all my episodes. But peep this. What are we going to be doing today? We're going to be looking into episode 28. We doing episode 28. Yep, a few more episodes and we'll be done for the season. Episode 28. And this is Bridge the Gap Part 3. Bridge the Gap Part 3. And we doing He Say, She Say. So this episode, I'm talking to my cousin. Just the FYI, it's going to be a bit explicit. So if you ain't trying to hear the cussing and all of the vulgar language, you might not want to listen to this episode. But I hope that you are able to, because it's going to be real good. Make sure that you listen to this. It's going to be my cousin, Cash. And she go talk about She Say. We go get into the She Say. Yeah, we have a pop-in guest here and there. My little brother, Rayshon, go jump in for a minute as a He Say, She Say. But we go talk about relationships. What is a relationship? Why we're in a situation? What's the difference between talking to somebody compared to dating it? What's her generation right now, the current generation, the 25, 30-year-old generation? What's their view of dating? Why is it so messed up? What's about the long-term, short-term, quick-paced, short-paced relationships? The difference between relationships, outlooks on different things, the difference between relationships of now compared to the old-school relationships when people used to stay together for 30, 40, 50 years. So just make sure this is about to be a good one. So get prepared for another, the 28th episode. Yes, the 28th episode of Wonder Why with L. Wonder, Bridging the Gap, Part 3, He Say, She Say, starting right after this break. Wonder out. Hey, what's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of Wonder Why with L. Wonder. And today is going to be real hype because I got my cousin and I might have a few other guests just pop in. But we're going to continue on with this episode called Bridging the Gap. And today we're going to talk about He Say, She Say. And like I said, it starts off with the She Say. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about raising kids. We already started having a real last conversation. And I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be a little X-rated. This one is going to be a little explicit. Just because I know my cousin and I know people that we got on here. But sometimes you got to be real just to get your point across and just to say what it's about. So, first off, like I said, I just want to introduce my cousin. You know, this is one of my favorite cousins out here. You know, she is honest as possible. You know, whenever I need anything, I know who I can count on. And it's my cousin, Cash. What's up, Cash?
What's up, everybody? Follow me on Instagram at Ugly Betty. Yeah, let's go.
We're going to start it. And so, we're going to talk about relationships. So first thing I want to know, Cash, from your perspective, and you over there doing nails right now, what's your friend name?
Her name Kay.
Okay, Kay. So you can jump on this too. So what's the difference between talking and dating? Like, what's talking and what's dating? What's the different levels of a relationship, basically?
Okay, so with me?
Yeah, what's your perspective?
If we talk, don't mean we date. So I feel like talking is like basically like getting to know each other before you actually like start the date. But I think like in the day and age we live in, once people start talking, like they consider that dating.
And it's not dating.
Like, let's take it for instance. I know an older woman, like I never heard her say she go with nobody or mess with nobody or got a boyfriend. Everybody just her friends.
Oh, like, she got a bunch of friends.
Yeah, like I'll be like, dang, how many friends? I think you be with this friend all the time. That ain't your dude. She's like, well, we're just friends. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, okay, but like y'all talking on the phone, that's my friend. So I feel like in the day and age we live in, people don't date anymore. Like, it's not like stages. It's just like you slide in their DMs and then you go together. Like, it ain't no get to know you. It ain't no what's your favorite color? Ain't none of that. It's just that. Slide in the DMs, probably ain't even talking. Slide in the DMs, sex, and then they go together.
Yes, what you
off the set.
It's the new generation, because once you say the number, you might do it.
Yeah! Like, you be scared to say something back to people, because it'd be like, dang, if I say something back, do we automatically go together?
Okay, I feel so.
Be niggas too.
So you say this both females and niggas. Okay.
Yes.
So they, it ain't no more dating no more. So what's your idea of what dating used to be?
Dating used to be like, okay, somebody spot, or you know when people send it flirting gestures, like for instance, on Instagram. I don't know if whoever out there in the world is not aware on Facebook or Instagram. When you go on somebody's social media and you like everything,
that's a hit.
That's old, present, future, past. That's in my head, I'm like, oh, they want to fuck. Okay. That's in my head what I'm thinking.
Hello, I'm here.
So that's like, I want to get to know you.
Okay.
But I'm scared to slide in your DM, so I'm going to make sure you see me because I'm going to go like everything. So when you stroll, all you see is me.
So I got Instagram and I use it, but I ain't all that up on top of all this stuff. So when somebody like all your stuff, you know every time they like your stuff, then.
Yeah.
So how Instagram works, it's a heart, it's called a notification. Yeah. So when they like it, basically it's sitting there, but it go in order like, so say if you like a picture, it pop up. But if you only like that picture, it's only gonna pop you up one time. Mm. So if you like all of them, then that means when I go to look, you gonna be all I see.
So when I see 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 notifications,
that means... 2 or more texts, they want to tap that. That's how I feel. Don't like 2 or more. Two, you okay. Maybe you liked my outfit in this picture, mm-hmm. and then you liked it, the caption on that. That's fine. When okay. you go to 53-week-old pictures and stuff...
Baby, I forgot I had that.
Like, I forgot that was there.
Like, how you find that?
That's good shit. That's
easy to owe me. Do you see what I mean?
Like that's another thing on social media. If you want to know if somebody flirting with you, they like or every time they LOL keep keying on there,
they got a comment on everything.
Yeah, they trying to be seen.
Oh, that comment is a whole nother level, huh?
Yeah, so a bitch can bust her ankles and they could be like, oh yeah, ham, cheese, green eggs, and rice, and they on that bitch liking and commenting or
yeah, like
okay, it was only my angles. I just told you these bitches are slow.
But the biggest thing is on social media, if somebody likes, especially on Instagram, if they like all your, like if they like more than 2 pictures, if it ain't like no, if it's your regular page,
mm-hmm.
your regular smegular page, and they like more than 2 pictures, I feel like that's them hitting that they kind of flirting.
They're trying to get at you. Okay. So it's like,
for 90 days, I ain't gonna say, because I always be like, oh, they want to fuck. Because nowadays, niggas don't want to talk. They want to just fuck. Let's just be for real. I'm a firm believer. I tell niggas all the time, you don't got to sugarcoat to me. Because if that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. You ain't got to be acting like you want to get to know me, how my kids doing. You don't care about that. Mm-hmm. You care about how fat my cat is.
Like I said, it's going to be a little explicit, so don't hit. Look, if you ain't ready for this conversation, that's why you seen on here. It's explicit.
So why are you asking me all of these questions?
Yeah, you don't care about how my kids doing.
So, okay. So, keep this.
I know who you're talking about.
So my question is this.
I didn't even know that's their name.
Yeah, so my question is this. So is that what as a female, when you would go and do this same type of thing, what's the mentality from a female? Is it different from a female or is it the same?
It depends. It's level. So it's certain people like, okay, so the people who I told you who heart everything,
mm-hmm.
they just scared to slide in your DM. Now you get them bitches who are sliding your DM who are sliding your DMs or who will send you that photo bomb. If don't nobody know, Instagram is a thing called a photo bomb. It's only there for 3 seconds. And once they click on the picture, they can't click out. Once they click out, it's gone.
Oh, they got that. They like the Instagram, like Snapchat used to be.
Yeah, no. So you know Snapchat now, you can replay it, screenshot it.
That's how it started.
No, Instagram, it don't do that. It plays for 3 seconds. And when you open it up and play for that 3, and once it go, it's gone. Ain't no replay and bring it back none of it.
When Snapchat first started, and I remember when Snapchat first started, I always thought Snapchat was a freak app because you can only send.
There was a lot of sneaky stuff going on.
That's all it was about. You can't track me. I can't track you. Nobody tracking nothing. You see it when you see it, and that's it. Mm. Now they didn't change the game, but okay, so. Okay, I see what you're saying. It's a couple of different levels. So,
yeah,
you say it's missing. They missing the dating thing now. They missing. I think I agree with you.
I feel like people don't date. I feel like people don't date no more. I feel like people in our generation do not date. And that's the thing. They don't know how to date. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying that they don't go on dates. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they don't know how to date. They don't know how to basically. The talking phase is not a such thing no more.
Yeah.
Or it's very limited. Like, I feel like once you talk to somebody,
Can I see you?
They automatically feel like, okay, so say for instance, me and you talking. And then you start talking to K. Like you text, I found out you texting K too. We just talking regular school. I stop fuck with you like, oh, I don't want to fuck with you no more because you got stuff going on. You be like, what I got going on? I'm just talking to her like I'm just talking to you. Mm-hmm. Like that's like people don't, like it's real like, you talking to them like that don't mix. Like yeah.
So it's so do you think that, so because I know certain people who I feel like is professional daters. And what I mean by that, I know people who they have a certain forte where, you know, they can talk to you and they can say, okay, we just friends, we just date, just like you said, we just friends, we just dating, we just talking, whatever the case may be. And because they don't put a title on it, it ain't no commitment to that.
So, yes, and that's how dating, that's how talking, the talking phase supposed to be. But I had recently had a conversation as well with my boyfriend.
I can still hear you.
Oh, I had recently had a conversation too with my boyfriend. He was saying like, it's a level to privacy that you gotta give. Like, and he said like, it's so easy now to be that for female to be accessible. Like, mm-hmm. without you even putting forth an effort, she'll send you an ass picture, a titty picture. She'll say freaky things to you, or it's already on Instagram.
But females so, doing that now?
Yeah.
I know niggas send dick pics.
That's how people introduce, niggas slide in the DMs introduced with a, you before you even know that they Facebook, like they send you a picture of their dick.
Yes.
Well, see, I know that that's
before you see facial.
Well, I know that that's true about guys because niggas just,
No, females the same.
Yes.
Females is the same. Oh, that's the same because in their head, sex still, especially the ones who all they got is their body. Yes. They don't really got too much. They don't really, they can't talk to it. They can't conversate. Or they can't do nothing else. That's all they got.
And then the bitch
want to
conversation.
And then, yeah. But the thing is,
make it too easy for
me. Yes, it make it too easy. So it'd be like, you doing too much. Mm-hmm. I'm doing too much because when I talk to a boy, it's stages to it. When we first talking, you don't get to know where I live at. You don't get to know nothing about my kids. You don't get to know nothing.
But me.
You get to learn me.
So why like, you do that? Care? Why you do
it's
that?
It's levels.
Why?
Because like, If I could just meet you and I just give my all to you, if I submit my all to you, what are you going to have to look for that's going to make you keep you interested in me? The thing is, this is the thing. Men, when they pursuing women, the woman got their attention at that moment. So it's something like, you ever heard people say like, it was new pussy. Like, you get what I'm saying?
That's
like,
that's
the challenge. If that's you make
true.
The challenge easy for a nigga, you're going to be easy. What he going to do is come in, get what he can get, say what he can say, do what he can do, and then it ain't going to last.
Because it's the hunt. It's the hunt for most
it's the hunt. You keep a nigga on the thirsty mode. Like, damn, she playing crazy. I sent her again. I sent her DMs again. Like,
but see, this is my thing. Because I think, just like you said, when the females get to the point where they throwing it out there and they're giving it to them easy, that's making the dudes, and especially when it comes to the, and this
who else you doing that to?
But the dude, I'm be honest, the niggas is gonna go after the easy shit because they don't feel like they need to work for the ones that got the value.
But listen, that do happen. But the thing is, niggas they go after the easy shit, but they also do value the whole. Be like, damn, I want her because niggas every time a nigga every time I ask my niggas about her, everybody say the same shit. No, she untouchable. I want her. And that's what's going to make them put that work in. Yes, it's going to be a lot of easy bitches out here, a lot of easy shit out here going on. We're going to have bitches going to just fuck you without even knowing your first name. That happens.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I think part of that, I think that's based on your neighborhood. Like, I'm going to be honest. If I'm in my neighborhood, if I'm in my hood, and I know that it's certain females that's untouchable, but then there's certain people that sleep around, if I'm staying in my realm of my neighborhood, then yeah, it's gonna be that easy. You gonna have that catalog that you already know. You know that catalog of females.
No, niggas, like everybody think girls is the ones who be like investigate. Niggas do investigations. Yes. They wanna know who they get the looking. They don't say it,
or they do.
They do say it. But like, for instance, I was at the bar. A nigga liked me. He ain't say it to me. I ain't paying a nigga no attention. But he asked my friend, like, what's up with her? Next thing I know, he DMing my friend, like, tell her to send my friend request. I ain't even know nothing about this nigga. This nigga's looking, searching for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to search for my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had to, like, it just, like, I don't know. But it just be like, with dudes, I feel like, don't get me wrong, they go after the easy ones, but the easy ones are throwaway. So, yeah, He go after me, get him. But then after he done, he throw her away. You ain't nothing to keep.
So Rayshawn in here. And so this is what we talking about, Rayshawn. What's up, man? What's up, bro? Oh, he coming.
He gotta turn his audio on.
Yeah, he turned his stuff on. I want to make sure. What's up, bro? Let me know when you hear me. So for everybody who just now tapping in, who are just now listening to it, like I said, you got to get prepared because it's going to be a real explicit show. And I got to say that because I normally don't do the explicit show, but I got my cousin Cash, my brother Rayshawn. Rayshawn, you in? Can you hear me, Ray? I can't hear you. Get your mic. Can you hear me? Okay, he connecting his audio now. Okay, now you can hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, so look, Cash just gave me some information. I want to see what your perspective is. Her and her girl, she over there doing nails, but her and her girl, they talking about, we talked about what relationships is. We talking about how people don't date no more. They go in DMs. Cash, that's the mentality. So I need to understand the male perspective because I've been married for a long time and then I got married again right behind that. So I ain't in the same game like it is right now. And I understand the game change every time you twist and turn. So I need to know y'all perspective. My question is, do people still date, Rayshawn?
Do people still date? I believe so. I do.
What do you mean by date?
What's your definition of date?
Thank you.
I don't like hopping women to women.
No, but the thing is, like, when you start dating, the question was like, when you start dating, do you and a person get to know each other, like text and talk and stuff first, get to know each other? Or is it instantly like sliding the DMs, we talking, now we fucking, now we go together?
I ain't gonna lie though. To be honest with me, I like things to happen quick. I ain't gonna lie. If I'm feeling that person, I'm feeling that person. And I amass some love on them and loyalty on them. You feel me? And I ain't gonna lie, most of my relationships that happen quick, they're really the ones that last the longest.
So what's a long relationship?
Okay, a long relationship for me, a year.
That's a dating phase.
That's you still dating after a year?
I've only been out 1 year. I only been out 1 year out of my whole life. So I like back and forth.
That's a good thing to keep in mind because when you look at it, that's why he said it. So Cash, what do you think? What do you think, Cash, when it comes to dating? He said his longest relationship is a year. Do you think if he changed it as far as how quick he wants the relationships to work?
No, because to each his own, everybody is different. Like with me, I don't know what type of women. Like with me, a nigga gotta know that you can deal with me because I'm a different type of breed. Right. I ain't the same. I'm not the same breed. Like okay. I tell niggas, like with me, I'm gonna let you know. I'm not gonna shut up. Like if you want me to shut up, that's not gonna happen.
So let's be honest, Rayshawn, knowing that's our cousin, we know that we want our cousin to be like that. We definitely want our cousin to be like that.
But y'all also want a woman to shut up if they don't want.
But my biggest issue is,
I can't hear you, Ray.
I ain't gonna shut up. I just deal with the same stuff. Same girl. Her up. She go, man. It don't matter. I couldn't shut her the fuck up. If people gonna like that, people is gonna be they self. But if you in a relationship, you gotta get to know that person. And once you know that person, like I'm talking about as far as like everything they go through when they had their mood swings, when they you know, bipolar, up and down. When you can go with a person, about that individual person, you be cool.
So my question is this: is a year long enough? Is
new shit every month?
So is a year a long enough time frame to get to really know that person?
It's not. Yeah. It's not about that. It's not about knowing a person. Because if you're with that person, you gonna get to know them throughout the years. Like I've been with David since 2009, since I was in the ninth grade. As people, we grew. Like it was some stuff he didn't off the top, he didn't know about me. It's like over years, like okay, so he dated me in all phases of my life. He dated me teenager when I first started smelling myself. You know how I go. Mm-hmm. He dated me where that stage where, like, that college stage, he dated me while I was lost in life and didn't know what was going on. He dated me as I transformed into a woman, like a woman running a household with children. It's levels. I'm not expecting for you just to know everything about me before we say we go together, but it's just like, basically it's a communication thing, and it's like willing, who you willing to put that work and that time in with. But the thing is, it ain't gonna be with no throwaway. It's gonna be with somebody who really, y'all taking the time to really get to know each other. Not because with me, my relationships are not built off sex. It's not a sexual thing. If you think that you get sex, it's not the thing, but my relationship is not built off sex. A lot of people, if you take sex out their relationship, they don't have nothing.
So let me throw some stuff at you. Okay, let me throw some stuff at y'all. And y'all let me know how y'all, what y'all think. Y'all know I've been married for a while, but then when after Sharia passed away, I was dating. I was kicking it. I was out here. I was seeing, not to care my business at the house, but when it came to me, that time where I was alone, you know, it was certain people who I was kicking it with. And Cash, you met a couple here or there. But it was certain people who I know it was not going nothing past being cool. That was it. And we was cool. Like, it was cool people, cool ass people, but it wasn't going past that. So I knew it was certain people that it was not going past that. And I never tried to do anything. So it was cool. If you know, if you want to act stupid, whatever, you just get out of my face. The times we was cool and we was vibing, it is what it is. But when I met the person that I wanted to be with, and I met the person, something told me, you know, whether it was God, whatever the case would be. Huh?
Well, it was times, or let me ask you, have there ever been a time where you was dating during that period of time where you thought that person could have been, you feel me? Because most of the time, it was only into something, you feel me?
It was only a few people. It was only a few people who I'm like, oh, you got potential. But the people who have potential ain't the people who really was ready to last. I'm like, give me a reason to believe that you worth it. That's how I was looking at people. Give me a reason to believe that you was worth it. And as soon as you do, like one chick, we was cool as hell. We was real cold. And then the chick stole $13 on my armrest. So I knew.
Nah, I can't fuck with you because you paid. So
I knew that. You stealing $13, like, you know.
You could have just asked for that.
I'm buying bottles and everything else, and you want to steal. Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Hey, Jeff, bitch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
This one, though.
But I can't say nothing because when I met her, we met at a strip club, so I can't say nothing about that.
Oh, you knew she had a little ratchet in her.
No, but she didn't work at the strip club. She was just there.
No, okay.
I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing.
Was she picking up dollars after the like, shit?
No. Because look, we start kicking.
You don't know. He wasn't paying attention if she was picking up people money.
Oh, no, look, when we was kicking it, we was going to the strip club together and we was picking up people. So it was crazy. It was crazy for a minute.
Okay.
But like I said, I knew.
Y'all had shit going on.
A lot of stuff. That's what I'm saying.
He's talking about a lot of stuff.
This wasn't nobody I wanted to bring home. Because at the
period, because that wasn't your time.
And I got kids, well, and I wasn't trying to bring you around my kids.
Right.
So that's my thing. That's one thing that I was thinking. If I don't think I could bring you around my kids, this ain't going nowhere.
Right.
So, okay. That's where I'm at now in life.
I ain't gonna lie.
Go ahead.
Shit. I don't know. It's gonna take me a little second for me to just have my son around. You might see my son, but just have him around me, it might take a little second. But I'm gonna know. Like, that's gonna let me know. Just when you come back up, just close the door. I might already lock it. All right. But like, if I see how you interact, I ain't gonna lie. Everyone I deal with, bro, because I only got one child. My son's 14, and he's so mature. He be in his own little zone. They be like, oh, he's just so handsome. He just got a little swag. You feel me? But I don't just have everybody around my son.
And that bothered me right there.
I think maybe if you ask him, he'll probably think that because he do see his dad deal with a lot of women. His dad haven't been in a steady relationship. So, ladies, yeah, I'm looking for a nice, you feel me?
Oh, no. Not just the dating
app. You, my podcast for dating app.
33. So, they got one child. He's 14. All right, enough promoting. All right.
So, but back, see, that's another show thing. Like, you know, that bothered the hell out of me. It was females, right, who, as soon as I started dating them, they was ready to bring me around their child, their kids. That irritated. That was right there. Right there was one of my pet peeves. I was like, that was a cutoff thing. So jumping.
Yeah, like it's levels. Like I told you, it's levels to certain stuff. Like at first, I didn't know levels. But when I say I've grown so much as dating, period. Like, well, even though I've been with the same person.
This is another thing too, though. Do y'all understand that we are another generation than what's going on right now?
Are we?
Like, I know right I'm now, a generation.
Right now, I think like with younger women and stuff, like being out here, like, you know, I'm going to stay with the generations before us, you know, motherfuckers getting killed, dying, you know, people not having fathers and uncles and shit like that around. It fucks up the generations to come. So just like with women, I just think like women start to be more, I don't know. Sometimes they could be dependent on, you know, other people sometimes. Even if it ain't just about financially, it might just be like, you know, emotionally.
No, like no, that is true, right?
Women love a man that, you feel me? They just love it, you feel me?
But so
Ray, that is true, Ray. I completely agree. Listening. This generation is built on, and I'm talking about generation, these, I'm gonna even say the 90s, I'm gonna say the 90s and the 2000 kids. I'm gonna even add the 90s in, because some of them like that too. They so fixated now on a man gotta take care of them. That is perfectly true. But let's we're gonna bring up history. Let's bring up history because I have to get into this conversation a lot.
Awesome.
When the man took care of the household, he provided for you financially. That man came home to a meal, cook meals, clean clothes, clean house. The woman took care of everything all the man did was work to provide it. You bitches, niggas ain't about to be taking care of y'all and doing these hard make no noodles. Or that's all we hear, hamburgers and hot dogs and all that shit.
Yeah, right. People was cooking. People watching you cook the cooking. No, I ain't gonna lie.
We just had this conversation.
That's the way to a woman's heart right there.
But no, we just had the same conversation last night.
I'm gonna teach him in case he ever had to live by himself. But if he get a woman that's gonna take care of him, he gonna take care of her. He should know how to wash dishes.
So I'm gonna
Michael. That's the thing.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a minute, because just like you said, you're absolutely right. the woman was doing a lot more around the house. You know, I would talk to Miss Clemens from the Salvation Army, and one thing she was talking to me about, Rashawn gone. One thing she talked to me about was that her dad would go to work and do everything, and her mom was the boss, and she ran the house. She took care of everything. But at the same time, you had a lot of guys who was actually handling the business of the house. So you had females who was doing their thing, and they was the providers. They was a house provider, but you had the man who was actually working. If the garage door ain't working, he go fix the garage door.
And that's how it was. But that was fine because that's the roles that our life was. It's like nowadays, a person to say to you, first off, I feel like every dog got his day. That's the motto I live by.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to me and my dude, it's been plenty of times my dude tell me, fuck that job, boo. Mm-hmm. And me, first off, the way type of person I am, I can't sit and let no nigga just take care of me. Even though over here, I'm well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
My dude take care of me. But if anything ever happened, he get hurt on the job, he get laid off due to COVID, anything. He know I took care of her, so she's stacking. So I know if it came down to it, she got me. It's okay to be like that.
Yeah.
With the ladies who do sell drugs and all of that, and all they do is ride and sit pretty, you know, how they bundles, they hair, they booties, you know. It's okay to be like that. I'm not knocking nobody. But while you sitting there getting pampered, please be in the back of your head thinking like, okay, he be giving me money, I don't gotta do nothing. Let me stack just in case his re-up money's short, he go to jail. Something happened, because when you in the street, stuff happened, he die. We don't want you selling chicken dinners for the neighborhood dope dealer.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's the thing about it. I think, what'd she say, my fault? What'd she say?
She said, talk about GoFundMe.
But see, that's the thing about it right there is, first off, I think just like you said, who is this? This Pookie. Wait a minute. Your brother trying to come in. Shoot, this is a special one right here. But see, that I think that's just like you said. You got females who's sitting up. You got a lot of females who really ain't trying to do like the females who sitting up there with the dude who's trying to do everything. What she's sitting there thinking is, how can I make sure I stack so that when I'm not with him, I'm out.
Not even not with him. I don't even think that. Well, like if he have a, cause with me, if I mess with you, I mess with you. It ain't for when I'm not with you. It's for when this rainy day comes. If we solely dependent on you, what am I gonna do? If you go to jail today, what am I gonna do?
Type thing. But see, like the females used to do that back then because they would have that just in case situation. But the mentality was different. Like now, just like you talking about the female, I don't see longevity when it comes to this, because even I'm gonna be honest, old school days when a woman was at home taking care of everything and a dude was at work and stuff like that, I don't know, most people don't realize most of them dudes was still knocking off chicks on the side. Most of them dudes had whole families.
Sure, but guess what?
I'm listening.
Listen, what happened though? Let me tell you what happened. Two things about it. And never, like, I tell this to people all the time when it come down to me and my dude. My dude might be in the streets doing stuff, but it never hit home. And then if we can afford to do, play tit and tat, that's why you can't be a broke boss. You can't be over here letting me take care of you. And then you over there spending all your money for her. They ain't how that work. The dudes back in the days, they had two households. They were taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no, I'm gonna mooch off you and then I'm gonna take care of them. That ain't how that worked back in the day.
That's true. So the nigga was holding.
That's why women know, a woman knew. Oh, I know he cheating on me with Miss Mary down the street. I ain't gonna say nothing because my bills paid and my kids got their new Jordans.
So I think that's also where it's because Pookie, and that's why Pookie asked the question. He said, hold up, wait a minute. He said, I got a question. Why is it that relationships back in the day used to last 30, 40, 50 years, and now relationships nowadays only last 3, 4, 5 months at most?
It's the toleration.
And that's what somebody said.
And then you don't get to know the real person. And then you're not, what is keeping me there other than our kids?
That's true.
If I'm taking care of my own self, why not gonna take care of myself and be unhappy? Most of the women stay because they didn't have a choice but to stay because like back in the day, the man took care of the family.
That's true.
So it's just like, I gotta stay, I gotta suck this up and stay. With me, I work my own job. With the amount of toys and stuff that's floating around here, I can even have sex with myself at this point. So, hey.
So my question is, do you think that with all of that that's going on now, it's a whole bunch of, who's that? Oh.
But not with me, though. Because with me, it's like, every relationship gonna have problems. If every time you get it, you have a problem in your relationship, you're gonna be gone, you're gonna be jumping a lot of times.
Yeah.
You gotta work through, and that's where it comes to, like, if you're not ready to be in a real relationship, like, and fight through it, that's why I tell my dude all the time, when we really get married, you gotta make sure that's what you wanna do, because this is really, to death do us a part in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. And that's real good. That's some stuff that a lot of people ain't talking about. Like,
I'm not,
when it comes to relationship, it's work.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for Instagram. You got to put the work in.
Work.
It ain't going to come to you. It ain't going to come to you. You got to put the work in, man.
So, okay, I got a question. A lot of these, just like, and it goes exactly what we talking about already. Do you got any deal breakers?
Like, as far as what?
Like, if your nigga did A, B, and C, fuck it, I can't stand it.
I'm really up against, like, with me, like, I got, like, the way how I am, I don't know why I'm set up like this. A lot of shit don't, like, regular shit, I'm not a regular person. I don't know why, I don't know if it's because God made me like this because of how my daddy treat women, so I'm the woman who like that. Not like, I'm not saying like that. I feel like the one, if David was to have a baby on me, I feel like I gotta stay around because he stuck around with me with Shania. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm. So you,
that's okay. What I feel like I owe him that, even though I don't owe him a damn thing, and whatever is whatever, but I feel like that. But with me, with a lot of stuff, like, I don't really got no deal break. I just feel like at a point in time where you just get tired of being tired, then you a deal. One thing I said with my dude, he flirt a lot. Like, I know this for a fact about him. Like, not flirt, but like, he
nice.
Not even nice. I'm gonna say he flirt. He that nigga who will go like 10 of your pictures, and I knock 5 of his likes out of his head when I see it. But like, he never, I can understand, like, he never sexually step out on me.
Mm-hmm.
So that be making me feel like, oh, he respect me enough to not do no stuff like that. But still, you're not about to do that on Instagram. We ain't about to do that. Cause I told you, for nigga like 5 of my pictures, I think he wanna just, I think he's telling me something.
So do you say something to David about if a nigga like fire your pictures?
No.
Why?
Because I tell Boo a lot of stuff, but Boo take a lot of stuff like to the head. Like he the type, if you tell him like, hey, that nigga said he like I got on green socks. If I wear them green socks, he gonna be like, what the fuck you wearing them for? Cause that nigga said you like to do green socks. Like Boo that type. Like he real calm and cool and collective, but in real life, in Boo heart, he real like jealous. Like he real like, he wanna know, oh, you switched your hair up, you wearing ponytails now. What nigga, you fuck with like ponytails now? Like he that type of person. For
real. Do you like that? You like that though, right?
A little bit, but sometimes I get annoyed because I don't wanna tell him or like, what me and him, we tell each other everything. Like we really do. I say like, ooh, Boo, this person said this happened. But then I'm a type, like for instance, say if I be like, Lamar's brother on his daddy's side slid in my DMs. If we was to go over your house and your brother on your daddy's side was there, that nigga be mad at me because he there. Like, I don't know. I didn't know he was going to be there.
He get mad at you.
Yeah, he get mad at me for shit that I can't control. And that's why I'm like, oh, I got to stop because, like, he could tell me stuff and I could just go around and laugh at it. Like, oh, I remember you told me that. She sent you a titty pic. I can laugh at it because it don't faze me because I know where I stand in my relationship.
Okay.
With him, Oh no! It's a okay. Flood with him.
So you might not got none right now, but have you ever had deal breakers?
Yeah.
Like what? What was some of your deal breakers? I just trying to.
I feel like the only person I got patience with is David because, like as I told you, I built this with him. So like I can't just go and jump. But other niggas said all the time, like with me, soon as you caught me with another girl, you dipped on me. You never talk to me again. Why did I catch you?
Yeah, you
sloppy. You ain't care enough about me catching you. That ain't how that works.
You sloppy. That's one of my problems with not, and I hate to say it like this, but that's one of my problems.
They sloppy.
They sloppy as fuck. I'm going
to
be honest
with you. But the thing is, they don't know. No, it's not that they sloppy, because what you don't want somebody to know, they not going to find out. You're going to try your hardest to keep it from them.
These niggas are sloppy.
And they don't care.
They don't care. That's what I'm saying. Some of these niggas just real sloppy. I understand what you're saying. You're absolutely right. There are times where you want somebody to find out. It's like if somebody hurts your feelings and you do the shit that you know go burn their ass up, you want them to find out. No, you might not try to say you want them to, but you kind of want them to because it's got that reciprocation of what they gave you.
Yeah.
So I get that. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
But so, other than that, like, Lord, I got a lot of deal breakers. I don't tolerate no bullshit. Like, once we officially go together, you have all the talking stage to get everything up. And then I'm the type of person, I'm not a regular female. I feel like if a nigga tell me stuff, I take it. Like, I'm the type, I don't flip. I really do not do no tripping. I promise you. Only reason why I started tripping on certain stuff is because, like, then I be thinking to myself, like, if it was me, you would trip on me about that. But it ain't even bothering me, but I'm a trip anyway. Because if it was me, I know you would trip on me about that.
Mm-hmm. So
you got to be like that.
I get that. That makes a lot of sense. That's true. Especially, so my next question is this. This is why I say this, because this was me and Amanda, we talked about this when we first got together and everything like that. And we was talking about deal breakers and stuff like that. And one of the things that she said, she's like, one of my deal breakers is if you smash one of the homies.
Yeah! Oh, no, I don't not play them. Listen.
How would you play that?
Lamar. You know me, because you know me. It's five things I'm going to tell you I don't do. I don't even talk to niggas from the same area. Every nigga I ever talked to was on different sides of the world. I promise you. You ain't even about to run across a nigga that live in the same hood. And I don't date people I grew up with. Mm-hmm. I don't date nobody who called my brother their friend. I really got standards.
Yeah, see, but females got standards. I'm going to be honest with you. Niggas don't got
standards. No, niggas don't.
Especially at
right now, they're sitting around a whole group of niggas, and out of seven of niggas, she fucked five of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. Like,
That's scary.
It's scary on what part? From the female or the male?
She's a female.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought you was talking about, because my thing is this.
What you mean was wrong?
The top drawing out bullet to see if we have any more oranges. When I pushed it back in, the front part.
You broke it. Okay. It's okay. Go put your real shirt on. We about to go. Put your socks on. Come on. We're going to daddy baseball game. I'm talking to my cousin. I need y'all to get out. We have to. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. We can edit some stuff. It's all good. But this is good stuff. That's what I'm talking about. So another thing I wanted to, so when we talking about relationships and we talking about different stuff, like my thing is, because I remember when I was younger, like I said, this is the difference between guys and females. Like, we don't, it's certain standards that we just don't have. Like, it's certain standards, like, just like you said, you know, when we, I don't give a fuck if where I met you at, you know, if I'm trying to, if my motivation is not,
be with you just to smash you, that's what it is.
That's all it is. But when it transitioned to a real relationship, that's when you change the mentality. So what changed for you, or what are some of the things that you changed in? And would you say that about yourself as a female, or do you think it always been that standard? Or was it a certain point in your relationship where, just like you said, you realized, damn, I put too much time and energy into this, where it changed your mentality?
So I feel like with me, it's the opposite way around. It's certain stuff that I didn't put the time and energy into.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I'm a real dominant female.
Uh-huh.
So in a lot of situations, I'm real, like, I had to work on, one thing I really had to work on, still working on, is being submissive.
Okay, that's good.
Because when it comes down to me and my dude, but he learned to know me. And I'm still working on that. This is some shit we argue about all the time. But, like, with me, I had to learn how to be submissive. Because, like, I'm so used to being dominant with, like, a nigga telling me, like, I like when you do this or do that or do this to your hair or, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, who the fuck you think you is? Who you talking to? I ain't your kid. But it's like, no. My dude said it to me. He said, you get mad, I tell you, I want you a red hair this time, and you go and get blue, and you be mad when I text a bitch who got red hair in her head. But that's what the fuck I told you I wanted. So it's just like, yeah, it's just like, as women, I feel like a lot, men compromise a lot. Like, they, even though we don't notice it, I notice it now. But at first I didn't. Like, they compromise a lot. Like, to deal with a woman, you have to be a strong-minded person. Like, to consistently deal with a woman, to live with them, to, like, you have to be a strong-minded person, because women go through so many different stages and phases of their life. And it's like, you'll be sometimes thinking, like, damn, do a nigga even got a time to have time for himself to have a mental breakdown and or have time for themselves to go through stuff? They constantly, you know, especially like the real niggas that's really in the field doing manly shit, like making sure their woman is okay, not just sexually, mentally. Like, what's your woman mental level? Like, can she come to you and just cry for no reason when she feel like crying for no reason without you going crazy? I'm like, what the fuck you crying about? Like, can she do that? Like, that's like why. That. So it's just like, it's a lot of stuff that, put your foot up there. It's a lot of stuff that, like, I feel like men don't get enough credit for, the men that's really in the field. Like, that's really out there, like, need this. Like, they don't get a lot of credit for. Because women is really, like, I know me, for instance, like, I'd be like, ooh, sometimes I don't see how this nigga deal with me. I don't see it, because I wouldn't deal with me.
So, talking about that, as a woman, and as you growing, you developing, you continuously mature, and you getting yourself together, I've seen different levels of cash. And I'm telling you now, I've always said this to you, regardless of where you was at, but I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the level that you at. What would you tell yourself? How old are you, Cash?
27.
So you 27, what would you have told yourself 7 years ago? What would you tell the 20-year-old Cash?
The 20-year-old 7 years ago? Well, the first one would have been, don't let another nigga baby mom me. That would have been the first thing I told myself, but I love my kids. I really do. But I feel like in a relationship, we got to talk on that too. We have to talk on when you date, and you get in a serious relationship, you gotta also know you're dating them people family. Even though you don't think you are, you are.
Okay.
If that boy your mama boy, you dating his mama, you better know you dating his mama. No, for real. Like, you gotta, like,
that's true. That's true.
For real. This is real. This is a real thing. Like, you gotta know when you dating and you become serious, you basically dating other people family. Even though you gotta be like, I don't gotta deal with his family, you do. Or you gonna put that person in a hard place in their life.
Yeah, that's true. Cause I guarantee most people don't look at it like that.
But I had to look at it like that, because it'd be times where I'm a fucked up person. God's still working on me. But it's been times I've had to tell David, like, I don't fucking like your sister. Yeah. And then it takes for him to be like, well, my sister having something in her house, she invited me. I'm like, I'm not fucking going. And then they be having him like, well, I'm not gonna go and leave you, so I ain't going. And then they be like, why every time we throw something here, you don't, she don't, you don't come, she don't come. And it, I just see the stress that it put on him.
So what made you realize that?
Huh?
What made you start realizing? Well, how did
I really realize it when I was pregnant with Shane? Like, to be completely honest with you. Oh, I used to dog his parents, his family. They ain't got nothing coming with me. I was just, I was an evil person. I apologize to this day for the way that I treated them when I was pregnant.
Okay, so now let's talk about kids. Let's talk about, you talk about your, you love your kids. How many kids you got?
I got two, Shane and Shania.
How old are they?
3 and 7.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, so, we was talking about 7 years ago, yeah, because her birthday coming up, right? It's a, well, not coming up. It's like what? 3 months?
Both of theirs. They 3 days apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
October 27th and the 30th.
That's crazy. She about to be 8.
he about to be 4.
That's crazy. 4. And then look, what's crazy about it was both times that she was pregnant, I had a wedding celebration.
Both times. Every time you had a wedding celebration, I was pregnant.
Yeah. It's the first time I was renewing my vows, and the last time. And now when me and Amanda got married, you was pregnant with Shane.
I was pregnant with Shane. Yeah.
So.
And I almost went in labor at your the day after your reception.
Did you?
Yeah. Remember, I was at the hospital the day after. We didn't dance the baby out.
That is funny. So okay. So what's some of the things that you hope for when it comes to your kids? What you trying to do as a parent? What's one of the biggest things that you want your child to do that you haven't been able to do?
So the first thing that I want, okay, so for, I'm talking each kid individually.
Mm-hmm.
Me and David, we teach tonight is self-love already. Because it's a lot of times women move certain ways because they never had that like that. They don't know self-love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They be looking for stuff that they don't know because they never had. They never had somebody tell them they beautiful already, or you look cute, or you this. So when a nigga tell them that, they instantly, you know, fall in love because they never got told that before. You know what I'm saying? It's certain stuff. And I teach my son, this is the biggest thing for me. I really teach my son that it's okay to have emotions. Like, I let my son cry. Sometimes when he irritates me, I tell him stop crying, but you will never hear me tell my son, don't cry, because boys don't cry. Because everybody got emotions. And that's why I feel like a lot of men now have, like, they have emotional issues. Like, they feel like they can't express themselves without seeming like a bitch or a sissy. But that's the problem. Like, a man should be free to voice how they feel too, just like a woman should. So that's one thing I really teach my son. It's okay to have emotion, and it's okay to express your emotion. So like anybody who talks to my son when he's upset, he'll tell you like, I'm mad at you. And you'd be like, why? Because you, he'll tell you. I teach him that because I want him to be able to voice how he feels. I don't want him to bottle stuff up.
Yeah, because, and I agree with you, because the more you bottle stuff, I'm gonna be honest with you, the more you pack stuff in, and this is what I learned being in the military, the more you pack stuff in, because I'm gonna be honest, I was caught in the middle. I was caught in the middle of a generation where men had to be tough, hardcore, no feelings type of men. And then I was caught on the other side. It was all of these emotionally driven, sappy type dudes. It was like, so I'm caught in the middle where it's like, I like it because I got a chance to see the benefits of both. I got a chance to see the negative of both, but I got a chance to see the benefits of both. So I can understand that, because for me, and I dealt with this in the Army, like I was one of the few people that I know that got out of the Army with an honorable discharge because they said I was too angry for war. Now, you know me, Cash. Now,
right.
Most people would look at me and be like, no, that ain't you, L. But I was one of the few people, because that's what I would do. I would bottle it up and I would wait, and I would wait. And eventually it just exploded to the point where I snapped. I was about to take some people out. They got nervous. They said, you know what? You good, specialist. You good, Specialist Jordan. You can go ahead and get out. In saying that, that's why I understand the value now of self-care and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So, talking about mental health, I think that's a real good
perspective when it comes to, I like the fact that you talk about these things with your children. You teach your daughter how to love herself, because I think, and I'm gonna be honest with you. There's certain things that I see that you learn or you teach her because you probably didn't have. Is that true? Is that safe to say?
That is correct. Yes. Well, I'm not gonna say that I didn't have. It's just like, cause we gonna speak on daddy issues. Like David asked me all the time, do I feel like I have daddy issues? I always say no, cause my response always be, I don't have daddy issues because I had a dad figure. But mm-hmm. I like now that I'm like older and I can honestly admit I have daddy issues. Mm-hmm. I have an issue that someone else was willing to step up and be my dad, even though my dad never was not around. But someone mm-hmm. else was willing to step up and take the responsibility of being my dad and making sure, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hand and foot there the whole time while my dad's mm-hmm. life was based on running the streets and kicking it.
Yeah,
and so it's like, with me, it was like, that's why I'm teaching my daughter, like, no, that's why I really stress to David that, like, loving our daughter from a dad, like, her dad, like, she needs that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because it's been certain times where it'd be like, I have a hard time now, and it's like, I respect my dad because that's my dad. He never was not in my life. But it's like, it's certain stuff I don't feel like he's entitled to.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Like what?
Like, I feel like at my wedding, I feel like, for instance, I feel like when David asked somebody for me to marry me, like when he gotta go ask somebody, I feel like he should approach Jake. That's my personal opinion.
That's good. That's why I asked that, because I can understand that. I can see Jake definitely. I'm not, and this is my thing.
We're not downplaying now, because we're not saying that he was there. But I feel like on a serious level, like if you want to be serious, like the person, I feel like he should ask Jake. That's just me. He can ask both, but I feel like he cannot not ask Jake. That's how I feel.
But see, there's a way that a father can be present in their child's life but not be engaged in their child's life. You can be there. Yeah. We know who you are, but you're not present. But you're not engaged. I had that same situation. You know, my dad is an amazing father. You know, he took care of him. Whenever anything was needed, my dad took care of financially, everything. But my dad wasn't there with certain moments in my life, and I didn't have
that you needed me.
Yeah, that I need. Like, it's so cool. It's so crazy because me and my son. I was talking to my son, and I'm actually talking to my son. I was talking to my son, and you know how I am. I'm very big on you know, your relationship with God, but at the same time, I'm realistic when it comes to other situations going on. Case in point, you know what? Yes, of course. I think that the proper way of sex is in marriage. At the same time, I'm realistic to know that not everybody gonna be married before they have sex.
It's that is correct.
Unlikely. And I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's almost unlikely for you to expect people to get married before they have sex. If it happens, it is what it is. You still there? Oh, okay. I see. Okay. You muted. I can't hear you. You muted.
I need to see what you like before I try to spend my rest of my life with your ass.
Yeah, because that's the truth. Like, you sit there, you'd be very disappointed. You'd be real disappointed. At the same time, like I said, I understand the Christian values, but at the same time, I also look at the realism of what's going on around you. So when I say that, like I said, my dad was a real good dad, but me and LJ, man, we just had a conversation, and he was talking to me about different things about sex and his concerns about sex and what he's nervous about sex. And I'm sitting there like, damn, I ain't had nobody to really talk to as a dad on that situation.
Yeah, and then that's another thing, like the fact that you wanted to talk to him, because it's like, whether we know or not, the shit is going to happen. I'd rather for my kid to feel. Yeah. Another thing I try to teach my kids is like to be comfortable with telling me. Like having conversations with me. You can't shun certain conversations, because if your kid asking you, that means they want to know.
But your mother was like that with y'all. Your mother was
an open person. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't understand. They can't understand it, like, because they like that with me and Shania. They be like, you, first off, they say I put too much on her. No, because this is life. Like, this is life. Like, one thing my mom taught me that in life, my mom always said, like, if I leave today, what is you going to do? How you going to handle this? You know what I'm saying? And I never looked at it until, like, one of my friends lost their mom, and she really was like, mm-hmm. I really don't know what to do. And I'm like, And then she like, I really don't know what to do. And I'm like, you, I don't know, because I never lost my parent. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she was like, but like one thing I said about my mom, like my mom really like the type, like she let us voice, and a lot of people call it talking back, but it's not talking back. She let us have say so. Like,
yeah.
Yo, what you feel like, you know, as a kid, they be like, you talking back? Like, no, I ain't talking back. This is me telling you how I feel. Why I gotta be talking back?
And that's what I say about being in the middle of the generations, because I think that especially your mom and my mom, and it was a lot of other people in that same generation who done certain things as parents because of the way that they was raised. And they didn't like certain things that went on, because I was talking to Uncle Bert. And he was telling me, he was talking about how, you know, children should be seen and not heard. That's the mentality that we was raised in. And I was raised with my—
But that's not true, because that's basically, and they wonder why a lot of people like don't say certain, like with me, like the first thing I teach my kids to talk. You know, hey, my kids came out the womb talking, if you ask me. Like, and it's certain stuff, like I give my kids the option, like, why when your kid make you mad, you got the right to tell them, you pissing me off, you making me mad. But when you do something that angers them, they don't have the right to speak on that.
So do you think that there's a certain level of respect that should be played into that?
It's a certain level of respect, and I'm learning this too. Because like I said, I let my daughter, if I hurt my daughter's feelings or my daughter don't like the way I did something, she'd be like, mommy, you made me mad when you— I really take a step back and look at it like, dang, like I hurt her feelings. You know what I'm saying? Other people look at it, she talking back, or that's disrespectful. Like, no, she got the right to say when something I did affected how she felt. Like, why can't she feel that way?
So I think, and it's just what I'm learning. I think it's a balance. I think there should be a balance of—
Right, because now I'm learning that like certain stuff she says, I'd be like, all right, Shania, you doing too much.
Yeah.
Because now I would be like, she feel like she can say a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I agree.
It's like a balance.
Because I did. And that's the good thing. And that's why, like I said, that's why I want to do this whole Bridging the Gap series, because I don't want to, because I think that people are so focused on what they feel. And I say this to you, because I watched your mother and how your mother raised you and Pookie, and I watched how you raised your children. And this is my thing. The way that y'all raise your children is totally different than the way that I choose to raise my children. I don't like it though. I don't judge you. Because I think that's bogus for people to judge.
As far as what though? Like what about it?
But when I say this, like I say, we got a lot of similarities. But you know, my whole thing is this. I teach, there are certain things that I feel like children need that I can't be your friend. And I have to give you. And I understand the perspective of like how your mother more or less raised y'all. And I respect it. As far as, you know what, my children need to know that they can always come talk to me about whatever first. So that was the first thing. And then she put the discipline in y'all. So right. Where it was just reversed on mine. And now I don't knock it. Like I said, my thing is this. There's no perfect way to raise a kid.
You gotta find what's best for you.
I think that's where people are missing things. Instead of me judging you saying, Cash, the way that you're doing things is wrong, I respect you and say, you know what, you found will work for your situation. And that's what I want to do with this whole thing, is not judge and point fingers and say you own some dumb shit or you don't know what you're doing, but just simply say you do things different. What can I learn from what you do?
No, that's the real thing. I learned that from my sister. Like, my sister don't cuss around her kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like when her kids come around me, and it's just like to each his own. She don't smoke in front of her kids. So like for me, I was like, so is you hiding it from them because you don't want them to know that you smoke, or it's just like what is it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like my kids know I smoke. And the thing is, I had conversations with my kids about smoking. So it goes like when my kids, they say something and I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, like, it'd be one time like Shane, like, you smoking, mommy? And I had to tell them like, or Shania, I had to tell them like, I'm okay with you knowing that I smoke because I'm not hiding in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certain stuff that you can't disclose to other people. Like, you can't go around talking about people that smoking and all this stuff, because for one, if you go to school and say this stuff, like, I have real life conversations with my kids. Some people say I'm doing it too early. My kids should be exposed to certain stuff so early. But it don't be like, I'm doing this work. I do it like, you know, like when them life let them teachable moments come. I do it in a teachable moment way. Like when they present itself, I just don't go around telling my kids like, I smoke. Don't tell your school that I smoke. Like, no, it comes with like when they curious about something, I let them know. It comes at teachable moment times. So it's like, I operate off teachable moments.
I think that's like, good. But I think there's a, and this is what I had to learn too. I think I feel like I understand that and I appreciate the value of what you're doing. I do, I had to realize this, that there's certain things that certain children, no matter how much we think that they're ready to know this,
they're not ready.
Yeah, some of the stuff, no matter what I tell her, and this is how, because I had to talk to my kids about some stuff that was straight up when, you know, me and Sharia separated and we got back together. And when we got back together, it was a lot of stuff that we had to break down and explain to the children.
Right.
So some of the stuff that we talked to the kids about, the kids, we talked to them, but they later on, I want to say like 3, 4, 5 years later on after Sharia had passed.
You had to reiterate it.
But no, when I talked to the kids totally forgot it. Like they didn't even, like it's certain conversations we had and I'm like, but I told y'all this. And they like,
oh yeah,
I didn't even know that. So they couldn't even grasp the concept or understand what I was talking about because they it was so much going on that they forgot about it. You need to go?
No, I'm trying to find where my damn kid at.
Oh, you said where your kid?
What you crying for?
Oh.
Where's Shane at? Shane, come on. Y'all hear me calling y'all? I'm walking around here looking for them dicky in the backyard, probably playing. Then got my coat on.
That's what's up. No, but I do. I'm glad that we're having a conversation. I do appreciate it. I'm going to hit up Pookie this weekend so we can continue on with the conversation. But I do appreciate it. Last thing I just wanted to talk about was about religion. What's for you as a mother raising two children? I know where you grew up at. I knew how you came up. What is the important? How important is it? Is the Bible? How important is religion and belief and all and your relationship with God? What's your value on religion?
I feel like in religion, like I grew up in a religion like based, like that's what was my like, not my life, but like that was my choice and a lot of stuff. But I feel like I don't put forth that effort enough for my kids. I do feel like that for two reasons. Well, for one, my daughter goes to a Catholic school, so she's learning religion, but she's not learning the religion that we come from. And I feel like I want to give her that diversity and let her choose what she chooses. You get what I'm saying? Like, and then a lot of stuff is because their dad not a big religion person. Mm-hmm. But I can't stop, like, and I think this, like, this on me too. Like, this is something that, like, I got on one of my lists, like, my little list that things I need to get my kids interested in. And the Bible and God is one of them. Like, they know. Because, like, I be having to do, like, certain Bible stuff with Shania. But I feel like, the way how I grew, like, when I look at it, I be like, I wasn't raised like this. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Even though, you know, we don't go to Bible study, they don't go to this, that. Like, we talked about God. Like, I don't think my youngest son even know nothing about nothing. And that for me, I feel like that's a disappointment to God. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you can at least, he should at least know something. Like, he should know. We pray at night because woo. Like certain stuff I feel like I can incorporate that's not incorporated and I feel like it could be.
Yeah. Okay. And I get that. That definitely makes a lot of sense. Well, like I said, I know you're about to head out. I know you're going to the game.
Get your shoes on.
I just want to say I really appreciate what you've been doing. I really appreciate your time and the energy and the effort and the truth, the realness. But I didn't expect nothing less from you. But in saying that, Cash, I just want to leave you with this. And I want to leave whoever else is listening. When it comes to those things, it's good for us to take inventory on the things that we feel like we're missing or whatnot. The thing about it is, as long as you breathing, Cash, you got a chance. So when
you got a chance. Your son,
if your son don't know, think as long as you breathing, as long as he breathing, as long as y'all walking around, you still got a chance, whether it's to drive to the baseball field and be like, hey, you know who God is? And just simple, something simple is, God just so great. He just big. He made everything. He the one who controls everything. You know what? The reason why your hair is bright, why you got so much hair is that's because God gave it to you. You know, the reason why your Uncle Nanny or your cousin Lamar don't have no hair because God said he don't want them to have no hair. Something as simple as that. So, but I appreciate you, Cash. I really do. This was a great conversation, Rich. You know, I'm definitely going to invite you back sometime on my next season.
Anytime.
But I enjoyed it, and I'm gonna hit you and Pookie up on Saturday so we continue this conversation. Okay.
Okay.
Love you, cousin.
Love you too.
See you.